It feels like there's only one story, and it's this negative, horrible, ugliness. And it feels like it's me. I think that's what it is, Lucky. It's like when the negative thought takes me over, it feels like I am that.
That was Lee, my coaching client, on the neighbor island of Hawaii, the Big Island. From my recording studio here on Maui, I had the privilege to talk with Lee across our stretch of ocean. Together, Lee and I asked God's help in strengthening Lee's faith. She'd been in the habit of worrying instead of trusting what she knows to be true. As an ancillary curiosity, if you've ever wondered what it sounds like to build a lava rock wall, your curiosity will be satisfied today. The banging you'll hear in the background is Lee's next door neighbor adding some construction noise to our already lively mix. We're inviting God in so that God can heal other people through our conversation. We're going to record, and we're going to ask blessings that the right people who need to hear this will receive it, and God will help them in whatever way that they need helped. Yay! And we get to participate
Excellent.
in that. Very cool. So thank you for that. So whatever you want help with or clarification on, tell me about it, and then we will ask God's help in helping you, and then God can help other people through our conversation. And before we start that, can you just tell me a little bit about your higher power, your God, your wonderful being that cares and loves for you?
Oh, wow. Okay. She's joyous, balanced, fun, equanimous,
What does equanimous mean?
purposeful.
Remind me.
Equanimous
I know
means
that word.
it's like a neutrality. There's no charge to any of the energies. In other words, when I make choices, there's no charge in the guidance. It's not charged, oh, this is good or this is bad. It's just neutral.
Okay, thank you for
And
that.
it's equal and balanced. It's a whole energy. It's all of it. And it's neutral.
Ah, okay. Okay. That makes more sense. That helps. Thank you.
And creative. Oh my goodness, and colorful. And multidimensional. Universal.
What do you call your higher power?
I don't.
When you think of your higher power, do you have a concept in your head of a
It's an energy that doesn't speak with words. Only it does sometimes. Sometimes it'll speak in song. Sometimes it'll speak in poetry. Sometimes it'll speak in a book, like quiet your mind chatter. Which I have handy right over here in the bookshelf, right over there. Yes.
Very nice. Thank you. So what are we asking higher power with help with today or clarification? One thing, multiple things. What do you got for us?
The big one is to accept and agree with my knowing and just stop superseding it with my brain and allow my body to balance, like this mutual nurturing. I want it to be more continuous as opposed to stopping and starting, and then doubt comes in, and then all sorts of mind games, stories, judgments, those sorts of things. So if I were to ask for healing on one thing, it is to heal my physical body fully and move forward in the knowing that every moment of my life has a beautiful purpose that I'm fulfilling completely.
You have such a beautiful way of speaking. I love being in conversation with you. You're inspiring. Thank you.
You're welcome. So to put it into Hawaiian terms, it would be the spirit of aloha, just let it bless you constantly and be blessed and be the blessing of aloha in every moment.
It
And
sounds
I'm drinking green tea today for this
green tea.
soul retreat.
Yay. Lee and I are doing a retreat this weekend with some other retreat goers, so that's why we're talking about what we're eating and drinking. One of the suggestions for my retreat goers is to eat clean, drink things that are clean and nourishing. So green tea, love it.
So I began the morning, right? I got up about 7 and I realized, oh, I was drinking lots of water and my body was just really liking water. And I was like, oh, goody, today I'll make it a day where I'll just drink water. And that lasted till about 9:30 and then I was hungry. Still, clean. And it's really good. These soul retreats that Lucky leads, by the way, are phenomenal. They're incredible. Well, incredible means not to be believed, but it is totally believable because she has a way of bringing diverse groups together and making your spirit real. If there is one connection that's really important for every life on this earth, it's spiritual divine connection. And she just has a way of making it so beautiful, and it's wonderful. So if you ever read about Lucky Soul Retreats, I highly recommend them.
Thank you for that recommendation. You're going to get your commission check in the mail here shortly. Just kidding. You don't get paid.
No, I don't. But
I get paid a little bit.
that here's the funny thing, right? If you think about it, it's like that. Remember I don't know who created the cliche, but it's like what you focus on grows, or whatever it is, right? What you give attention to prospers. And it's like this idea that you have control over what you think. And it changes everything in your health and wellness and in your relationships.
So, what does it look like when you are thinking negative things? You're allowing fear in versus when you're trusting God? Because it sounds to me like a trust issue. You're working towards, you're asking for growth in your faith and your trust.
Yes.
And so what does that look like being in fear versus faith with your health issues or whatever else is blessing in your life?
It's like, okay, so when I feel me, when I feel like me,
Is
like truly me,
that your name? Is that your neighbor?
it's the work going on. And
Okay.
hopefully it will end soon.
And you closed your window. That's the best we can do.
My window's closed, my
Okay.
doors are closed. It's a tiny house.
Neighbors are building a wall. We'll just give them blessings.
Which it's made of lava. And it was so funny. The gentleman brought the stone and I went, oh, it's so pretty. It's almost blue. And he goes, yeah, we call it blue rock. And I said, oh, but I really wanted lava. And he burst out laughing because it's all lava. And I thought lava was only that jet black obsidian color, but it's not. It comes in many, many different colors, even some green. Because I live on the Big Island and there are active volcanoes here. So he just laughed, right? He just laughed. Anyway, yes, it is a trust issue. For me, I feel like when I'm not trusting, I look like this and I'm all squeezed up, and it feels like this metal clamp, like a chastity belt, is just over my heart and there's no lock to unopen it. It feels like there's only one story and it's this negative, horrible ugliness. And it feels like it's me. I think that's what it is, Lucky. It's like when the negative thought takes me over, it feels like I am that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. And then how do you get separated from it. So you see that, oh, this is just a thought and this will pass. It's not me. Well, I have some suggestions for that, but what are you currently doing to work towards that?
I have practices every day that I am fiercely devoted to because I know how much better I feel and how much more beautiful my life flows and how it's such a pleasure and a joy to be alive. And those are checking in, like stopping and breathing, like a meditation, physical exercise, drinking water. Before I get out of bed, I'll say some prayers of gratitude for the day, and I'll do the same thing before I go to bed in the evening. And I suppose it's practices to be more conscious. I'll just share another one with you. This one was given to me by my friend Dee Wallace, who is an actor, and she also does healing. So this practice is you just send love to the red dot. So I'll just get calm in my body, become aware of my breath, and I'll just send love to the red dot. And when I used to live in Los Angeles, where there was 80 million cars and lots of traffic lights, well, you'd just send love to the traffic light every time it turned red, or you'd send love to all of the red rear lights of the stop traffic on the so-called freeway.
You are sending lots of love.
Lots of love. And that really helps because you're just loving for love's sake. So those are the practices that I use currently. And journaling is really important for me. That also helps, like, in preparation for the retreat, which I know this is not that, but so setting my intention has not been easy for me. It's like goals or trying to organize a creative process. That has never been easy for me. I'm not blind, but I sometimes feel like I'm totally flighty. And so I need grounding processes to really calm my nervous system so I can actually think straight. And to me, thinking straight is thinking very clearly, being neutral to whatever thoughts are coming up, and at the same time being very, very present to them.
So let me ask you, is it challenging to set an intention and or follow through with it?
Probably and challenging to set, and then challenging to grow with it.
So I don't know what that word means to grow with it. I'm asking about sticking with it because that's
No, sticking with it is never a problem for me.
okay.
I'm tenacious as a bull. That's not the issue. The issue is being able to be present enough to how it evolves, because from this morning to right now, things have changed. There's been new awarenesses and learning that's happened. What was my initial intention? The clarity. It's like I don't seem to know how to allow the clarity of my desires or my intentions or what I want to create, how I want my life to feel, to be. It's always a nebulous thing. I can never seem to get to the clarity of it or the knowing that, okay, that intention is complete. I've mastered that process, or I've seen it through to the end. And now I can set something new. It's like I feel like I'm constantly pulling these old things that never seem to be completed. Oh, wow. I don't know if I'm making any sense at all, Lucky.
You are. I get it, or I think I do. Can I give you some homework? I love giving homework.
You must, you English teacher, you. Okay.
Then you get to do it and you get the benefit. And then I can say, hey, I helped because I told you what to do. Not that I'm controlling or anything. No.
Oh, I know what a teacher's like. I did it for
I
30 years.
love working with affirmations. And my book, Quiet Your Mind Chatter, which is available ebook, paperback, and audiobook. It's I write impactful sustainable change happens incrementally. A crash course in which you spend an hour a day processing new thoughts will crash and burn out. On the gentler end of the spectrum, spending as little as 1 minute a day practicing an affirmation can foster a calm, positive mind. With the following affirmations practices, you can invest a small amount of time and reap major rewards. And then I go on to write about what is an affirmation. An affirmation is a thought you are in the process of adopting into your everyday thinking. My suggestion for homework for you is to in the morning and then again in the evening. Sounds like you already have a morning and evening spiritual practice where you're praying prayers of gratitude. So if you can add this onto it, just a couple of thoughts I wrote down was I trust my higher power with everything, including, and then you're going to fill in the blank with whatever it is that you have doubt on at that moment. If there's something in the day ahead that you're worried about, or something that happened in the past that you feel regret about, anything, big things, little things, we trust higher power with everything. So you're going to name whatever specific issue is come to mind. So that's one affirmation. Another alternate is my higher power is all powerful and is caring for me through this challenge. So whenever, and then throughout the day, whenever doubt comes up or something's very challenging, you can use those. So you can write the affirmation and say it out loud, say it inside your head, pray it as a prayer, any or all of the above. I think writing is helpful, and it sounds like you're into journaling, so that wouldn't be a big stretch for you. Just write it once, or maybe two times or three times. It's not a big long commitment. Maybe three times, 1 to 3 times you would write, I trust my higher power with everything, including fill in the blank. And then you just take one breath in and one breath out as you say that to your higher power, as you say that to your higher self, or as you just say it to the air in front of you, the sunrise. And then you write it again, and then you breathe in and out as you're saying it and write it one more time. And if three times gets on your nerves, it's like, oh, this feels like a drag, just do it once and then do it once again in the evening. I would suggest for you, Lee, to have this as short term. We'll set really short term goals for you. So, because it sounds like right now, what's on top for you is growing in trust for your higher power. For this affirmation, starting tonight and then the next 3 days. So, tonight plus 3 days, you do this in the mornings and the evenings. And then after that, you're done with this. At the end of that 3 days, when you're done with it, check in with yourself, check in with your higher power, and see what you want to set as your goal for the next 3 days. If this is still feeling good, you want to continue, or you want to do a different affirmation, or you want to do something totally different in general. Instead of starting something, you have this intention, you need clarity on it, and then by tonight, things have shifted and you want to work on something else. Okay, you can work on something else, but you need to wait 3 days. So it is 3 days, which is substantial, but it's also 3 days and it's only 3 days. What do you think about that?
I love it. I mean, as soon as you said that first phrase, I was like, oh, I got it. It's like, I trust my higher power with everything, including loving and accepting myself in all ways. My higher power is all powerful and is caring for me through divine love. It just poof, it's just like that. I think that's brilliant. So those are my two for 3 days, and
Yes.
then we'll see. And then we'll see.
Yay, I'm excited for you. And then there's some flexibility in there because it's not just you're saying something rote and there's no flexibility because you're saying, higher power, I trust you with everything, including, and then you can list one thing, you can list 25 things, whatever it is that's coming up for you at the moment, you're trusting God with that, turning it
Nice.
over.
Nice. Thank you. That's beautiful, Lucky.
If it sounds okay, I'll check in with you a week from now to see how you're doing, and then we can come up with a plan for the next week.
Okay.
So then you have some accountability and some support. So you know that I'm going to be checking in with you. So if you decide, it sounded good when I talked to Lucky, but I don't really want to do it, know that I'm going to be checking in with you to see if you're doing this. And if you don't do it, that's okay. The world won't end. I'll just work with you to come up with another. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm going to love you no matter what. But I do want to hear that you are doing your homework, and then I can give you an A plus instead of an A minus. Either way, worst case, A minus. Because a lot of
Love it.
times,
Well, it's very important as a teacher leader to also be accountable for giving homework, because if you just give homework and then just leave everybody alone, you're not accountable.
right.
So, and it's really important because the mutual accountability helps support both of us.
And then just in my personal life and my spiritual growth and my spiritual practices, when I set my intention to do something the next day and I think, that sounded good yesterday, but I don't feel like doing it today, I think of you and I think of my other clients. I think, they're doing their stuff. I should not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. And also, the reason that I say the worst case scenario is you'll get an A minus. If you don't do this at all, you're still getting an A minus. Because Father Richard Rohr wrote, and I think it was in his book, Falling Upwards, that we grow more spiritually by doing it wrong than doing it right. Because I know a lot of times in my life and the clients that I work with, we need to get it wrong. We need to self-sabotage once in a while or frequently. I don't, what, depending on where you are in your journey. And then we learn through that, I am 100% level when I really mess up and don't do my homework and did this really negative stuff all week instead. Lucky still loves me. God still loves me. I'm learning to still love myself. And then next week, oh, I did my homework and I get an A plus. God loves me. Lucky loves me. I still am learning to love myself. And then the next week, doesn't really matter what you do. That's unconditional love. You are loved and supported by your higher power, by Mother Nature, by your heavenly mother, by your heavenly father, by me, regardless of your performance. And I still want you to do your homework. So it's both.
That's lovely. Cool. Love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let's take just a moment to say thank you to our higher power for being in this Zoom room with us on Neighbor Islands. It's pretty cool. We're both sitting here in our little sundresses, enjoying the Hawaiian sunshine. All right. Well, I love you, Lee. Thank you so much. And I'll
Thank
look forward to
you.
checking in with you in a week.
Awesome. Thanks, Lucky.
Just a month from now is my next online spiritual retreat, January 13th and 14th. You are invited. My online spiritual retreats, you can join anywhere, you have Wi-Fi. You get to join a small group of caring spiritual seekers on Zoom for an hour, and then you do the retreat on your own following the really simple instructions, and then we meet again on Zoom the next day to share how it went. It's nice to have that accountability and support so we actually do the things that we've been meaning to do, is to focus on self-care and move forward and get unstuck. Make a commitment now to take action in the new year for the best you. Sign up today. Information and registration is at wellnesswithlucky.com. Welcome back, Lee. It is so good to see you again.
Thank you, Lucky. It's a pleasure and a privilege and an honor to be with you on this journey because you never left me, you know.
Love it. So Lee and I have been working together every week for the past 2 months or so, about 2 months. And now we get to record our conversation today to show you all the progress that she has been making with her higher power. And I'll just let you just start sharing because you've been making some amazing progress in a variety of areas. What are your thoughts to start us out with today?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you. I have a lot of gratitude for your commitment to love because it really matters. And what I have discovered in this 2-month series of coaching with you that you gifted me is that I am cured of the old religious stories that always felt so limiting to me and tragic, and recognizing that however we give thanks to the higher power is acceptable in the eyes of the higher power. And that has been really liberating for me. Just so the listeners know, Lucky does monthly what she calls a soul retreat or a soul transformation weekend. And the first time I did it, I misunderstood. I thought I had to be quiet for 48 hours. It made everyone in my household laugh hilariously because I love to talk. However, we had a soul retreat this morning, and of course, if any of you are alive today, you know that your awareness is constantly bringing you new learning, moment to moment to moment, if you'll just allow it. So, what came up for me this morning was that I realized I am the power. I get to choose. And in that choice, the whole expansiveness of the infinite nature of God, love, higher power, source, your soul is available. So that is the biggest one for me. And so then, what it's also done is it's helped me hone my own writing because I'm also an author like Lucky. She's written, I think, 3 books already, haven't you, Lucky?
Two.
Two. Okay, what are they again? Tell us the titles.
Willing Souls, How to Brave Uncertainty and Find Peace. And my most recent one is Quiet Your Mind Chatter, which is my first audiobook.
I have this burning desire that I've had for a really long time to make movies. I love films because they have sight, they have visuals, they have sound, they have color. They have story, and all of those things are just what I just love. And what this little entry into reclaiming my power as a human being on this planet is that I can do it. I can do it. All I need to do is just relax into it and allow all of me to be present. Because really, truly, anything we create is a collaborative event. It's created with our whole body, our whole memory, our whole being, and nature, and whatever you call God. But Lucky has such a beautiful relationship with God, and it just resonates so much with me because it reminds me of how I felt as a little girl, because it was all prevalent in my life. It was always present in my life as a little child. And I'm committed to making that presence a powerful force for good in the world as my adult self. And there, that's it. I'm going to stop for a minute because I'm kind of like, words don't even, it's so hard. It's like, I want to just sing a song, you know? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Like, it's just right.
Yes, thank you, Lee. I love your enthusiasm, and it recharges my batteries working with you. And yes, I love all of my clients and appreciate your each client's coaching clients' differences and strengths and vulnerabilities. And my favorite part about working with you is your sheer enthusiasm, because working with adults, if your job is to work with preschoolers, I'm guessing there's lots of enthusiasm about many different things. But once we get to adulthood, life can wear us down and we're just physically more tired from growing older and all the tasks. mental and physical, and you are truly God's child, God's daughter, and you just have that enthusiasm for life and learning, and you're just such a joy to work with.
Thank you. I received that wholeheartedly. Actually, I was a kindergarten teacher for almost 30 years. So
Maybe their enthusiasm rubbed off on you.
oh, did it ever?
I love that you talk about allowing. That's a wonderful word that I forget to use sometimes in my spiritual practice and my day-to-day life, because one of the things that you had shared in the first conversation that we had on this podcast was you wanted to allow God's blessings. And that's what a lot of us are working on. That's what a lot of us struggle with, is that we see blessings in our lives. If we are set to task, list, make a bullet point of all the blessings in your life, we can make a big long list of bullet points, but do we have that felt experience where we're experiencing joy and gratitude for these blessings? A lot of times we're cut off from that. It's like we're in a cage and we see outside all these wonderful things, but that beautiful sunlight from God does not quite reach us. And
Yeah.
that you are working on allowing God's blessings and to be the blessing. And you are a blessing. Each of us is a blessing, and that I can see that you've definitely made progress in both of those areas.
One of the things that stopped me from actually moving forward on my dreams was this mental pattern that I created unconsciously. Growing up, one of the things I remember my parents saying to me, specifically my dad, was, "We don't have to punish you because you're so good at punishing yourself." And I started doing that habit as a very, very young child. And I'm recognizing now, having reconnected with an authentic spirituality, that is what Bob Marley sang, "The true love I know exists is a love I won't resist." And that to me is the true spirituality. It's a self-love. Our life is precious and it's a gift, and how much we can love it really opens opportunities for joy, wonder, and the capacity to meet these difficult human times with backbone, with a heart intact, with a mind that's able to reach solutions and collaborate with others. So what I recognized in just these 2 months with coaching with you is that I had developed a pattern of denying myself love and denying myself the connection to this greater oneness, this wholeness of life, a life of spirituality. Everyone has it. People have many, many different ways where they access God or source or divinity. And it's not religion. And it's also not education. It's even greater than that. And this clarity of being able to discern, okay, whatever acts I have committed in my lifetime, to be able to see my responsibility, and at the same time discern, okay, your habit of punishing yourself was because I was taking on other people's stuff. I was empathically connecting with other people's God, with the source of our life force energy, and I didn't know it because I was a kid, and that I was then carrying it forward into my life and recreating these patterns of self-destructive, ruinous, horrible behaviors.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I just love your language, how you express. It sounds like I'm listening to poetry when you talk about how you're processing your spiritual progress. I love that. And I love how you shared about you love your life and life is so precious and life is important. I forget exactly what you said. And that seems to tie in what you said earlier about however we give thanks to our higher power is acceptable to our higher power, that we get to be perfectly imperfect, and I get to have a perfectly imperfect relationship with my higher power because I'm human, and obviously my higher power is okay with me being human and not being imperfect because that's the way she created me. Yes, I'm this spirit, and yes, I have a body and a human brain and emotions and wants and needs, and I'm cranky when I'm tired and hungry and people don't cooperate with what I want them to do. And then I have more opportunities to reach out to my higher power for help. And that's what I see in you keep doing over and over again. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. Break down for us the wellness tools, because you have been talking very beautifully and eloquently about big concepts, the progress that you've been making spiritually. And I'm guessing that some of our listeners want that, but what does that look like on Tuesday morning? What does that look like on Sunday night when you're getting ready for another work week? So what's one of your tools that you've been able to successfully help you move forward?
The biggest tool for me, the one that helps, like your book says, quiet my mind chatter, is to rest in the awareness of my breath continuously throughout the day. But it began as a practice of, okay, when I get up in the morning, the Chopra Center's 21-day meditation challenge. That's how I got access to meditation the first time.
Was that a guided program? So
It's a guided meditation program, yeah, where you would just sit and listen. And it was usually, it would start at, you know, the first couple of times you do it, maybe 3 minutes. And then you just increase the time until it becomes a natural habit, just like making sure you floss your teeth before you go to bed and brush your teeth before you go to bed kind of thing. You know, it's just.
How long ago was that? How many years ago did you start?
2012 is when I began meditating.
You did this 3-week program. And then how did your meditation practice look 5 years ago? And what does it look like now? You said now it's incorporated into your life. Can you tell us a little bit about that progression?
Okay, so first it began every morning, and then he suggested you want to meditate in the morning before you go to bed. And really what it is, it's just like a pause, giving yourself a pause. And what I'm discovering is I can have many thoughts. I can have many feelings. I can even have body sensations happening. And when you can allow yourself all those things to be simultaneously occurring, but your focus is just on your breathing, how your body's breathing, you're not trying to control it, you're just allowing your body to breathe. And what it does is it brings you into what spiritual practitioners have called being the neutral observer. So it's as though you're watching your life as a movie, or you're watching your thoughts, or you're observing how your body's feeling. Your only focus is on your breath for however long you do it. And I suppose it's what, you know, would be considered an altered state of mind, a deeper state of mind, a place where your whole self is there, your mental body, your physical body, your emotional body, your spiritual body. And it's all being present in this moment. So it's being a neutral observer. And what I'm finding is that it's now almost a part and parcel of my entire day. So I still sit down and meditate in the morning.
For how long?
Just depends on the day.
Okay, so you just whatever works for you that
whatever
day.
Time I have that day. And being that I've been doing this for 10 years, I've got a huge library of guided meditations. And one of my favorites is Dr. Ruth Cherry. She has a library of hundreds of meditations, some of them 3 minutes long, some of them an hour long. So, you know, you can just choose. And even if it's just listening to some beautiful music, like some sacred chants, or, you know, Thich Nhat Hanh's Plum Village in Cambodia starts their day with the bell chant. It's a beautiful 9-minute piece. I don't understand a word of it because it's in a foreign language. So those are the ways that I do it.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's helpful to give some concrete what to do when I wake up in the morning, some ideas of how to actually do it. Do you incorporate prayer time into your meditation time, or is prayer time separate for you?
For me, prayer time is meditating. Prayer time is when I'm pausing to just become present to the moment. To me, that is a prayer.
And the last tool I wanted you to share about is journaling, because the last conversation we had on our last recorded conversation, I should say, you shared that one of the current wellness tools that you are using is journaling. So how have you been using that, and how has that been helping you?
Sometimes I will journal 3 pages, and I got that from a lady named Julia Cameron, who wrote a book called The Artist's Way. That was about in 2012 as well, sort of when my spiritual emergence started for me in my life. So that was in my mid-50s. Journaling is really important to me. So it just depends on, you know, where I'm guided. It might be I'll do my 3 pages before I meditate, or I'll do my 3 pages after my meditation. And sometimes it's just a sentence, and the act of writing, physically writing, it helps me, because, you know, we all learn differently, and sometimes the tactical physical movement is really important to help ground in new learning or experiences, what's going on. There's no censorship in the journaling. It's like whatever is going to come out is going to come out. Your book, Quiet Your Mind Chatter, has some fabulous prompts. I mean, even just reading the prompts from your book is helpful. Even if I don't journal them, just sometimes just reading them and go, okay, that's a course correction in and of itself. And I suppose that's really all it is. It's a course correction, right? It's like, what am I saying to myself? How am I talking to myself? And what am I really experiencing in this moment?
Do you journal? How often is it consistent? And either recently or in the past, when you stopped for a while, stopped journaling, stopped praying, you were on a roll, feeling good about yourself, feeling good about your routine, and then life happened and you took maybe a big long break. And I know, and I'm asking because I know a lot of listeners, me included, when I'm feeling good about myself and it's good to have momentum going, it's kind of easy to keep it up. But then when it stops and I lose that momentum, and then shame comes in, always doing so well, you know, even with eating or whatever, you know, exercising, and we're doing great, and then we stop and we get off of our food plan and or whatever it is that, you know, we want to improve in, and we're improving, and then we have this big long gap of relapse or just a break from moving forward for a variety of really good reasons sometimes. How have you been able to, if you have those periods, how have you been able to get back on the horse, get back moving, and be able to lose any kind of shame or regret about, you know, taking a pause for whatever reason?
Well, I'm going to just say, don't let that happen to you, because you're never off the horse. If you're alive, you are connected. If you're alive, you are doing it right. Why bother with shame and guilt and all of those feelings? I mean, you can look at it and go, okay, well, so what am I really ashamed of? Was it eating cookies when I said I was going to lose weight, or buying that chocolate bar and eating the whole thing? The only stopping point is going into that shame and guilt. That's the only thing that stops you, is playing in those fields. Everything is energy, Lucky. Everything. Think about your fifth grade science, when you learned about states of matter and you learned that air molecules travel really fast and water molecules travel the second fastest and solid molecules travel the third fastest. They're slow. So maybe it's just a speed thing. Like when you're having a pause in whatever your practices are, maybe it's just to take a look at a different speed, or maybe there's something else that wants your attention. I don't consider a change a bad thing.
Thank you so much for that perspective. That was totally different from what I expected. I didn't know what I expected for you to say, but It sounded to me like you are suggesting a change in perspective instead of seeing, oh, I set my course for this and then I got off course. That we as humans are always on course. We're always being presented with learning opportunities and definitely opportunities to love ourselves. And that's a really good place to wrap up because in our first conversation, if I remember, you were asking your higher power to help you dismiss the negative stories that you had been telling yourself. And that's what I hope our listeners are getting from this, is that we get to create the stories that we want to tell ourselves about ourselves. We get to practice that every day imperfectly, and we get to keep practicing self-love. And I just am so excited for our listeners to hear how you, the bright spirit that you are practicing self-love.
Oh, lucky. Thank you. I agree. And thank you for bringing me into your circle of light too, and sharing with me all of the tools that you've discovered. Being a high school English teacher is not an easy job, and I'm just like, I just love your style. Let's just put it that way, okay? You're the English coach I didn't get in high school, so I'm getting it now. Thank
Well,
you.
I love it. I love you, Lee, and I send you blessings.
Thank you, Lucky. Bye, everybody. Have a good day.
Are you ready for a new start in the new year? Come to my upcoming online spiritual retreat, January 13th and 14th. You can join anywhere with your Wi-Fi. Within a supportive small group setting, you can partner with your higher power to release the past and get ready for the best year yet. That's January 13th and 14th. You can find lots of information and videos and registration at wellnesswithlucky.com. If you are in need of a personal coach, I do have some openings. You can also message me and see information at wellnesswithlucky.com. You can Facebook me at wellnesswithlucky, Instagram at wellnesslucky, or search for Lucky McCullough on LinkedIn. I love being a personal coach, and if that sounds like a good fit for you, I look forward to your message. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast and taking a moment to write a review. This gift of your time can help other seekers of healing find their way here. Mahalo.